弟兄姐妹，我们仍然保持站立来读今天的经文段落。
Brothers and sisters, let us remain standing and let us read the scripture together.
今天的经文是在马可福音二章十四到十七节。
Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 14 to 17.
请。耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒非的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Let us read together. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him.
耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him.
法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”
When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
耶稣听见，就对他们说。康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
好，弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一生当中有很多的朋友。
In our lives, we have many friends.
哪一位朋友影响你最深呢？
Who is the friend who's influenced you the most?
耶稣是我们的朋友吗？
Is Jesus our friend?
你知道他会影响我们有多深，有多远吗？
How deep and far will he influence us?
今天我们要从这段经文来认识耶稣更多。
Today, through the scriptures, we will understand and get to know Jesus more.
我们开始前一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的神父神
，Dear Heavenly Father,
谢谢你让我们在基督的恩典里聆听你对我们说话。
Thank you that we can hear you speak to us in the grace of Jesus.
愿圣灵保守我们的听。
May your Holy Spirit guard our listening.
是在你的心意里面。
That we can listen in your will.
叫基督的名得荣耀。
That we can glorify Jesus' name.
赏赐给我们能够领受的心。
Please give us receiving hearts.
可以在生活当中活出基督荣美形象。
That we can live out the image of Jesus in our daily lives.
仰望奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣他在初期传道的时候呢，是在加百农。
So in the early days of Jesus' ministry, he was serving in Capernaum.
他是以加百农这个海边的城镇呢，作为推展事工的基地，然后向加利利整个地区传天国的福音。
Capernaum was his base to spread the gospel of the kingdom to various villages in the region of Galilee.
如果我们去读看圣经，我会发现耶稣好忙哦，他非常的忙碌。
If we look at the scriptures, we realize Jesus was very busy every day.
有很多人从加利利各地方来找耶稣。
Many people came from all over to seek him out.
耶稣不但医治病人、赶去污鬼，还教导他们关于神国的事情。
Not only did Jesus heal the sick and drive out demons, he also taught them about the kingdom of God.
今天马可福音的这段经文呢，是在讲耶稣就是在加百农。
Today's scripture passage from Mark is about Jesus in Capernaum.
他像平常一样，很多人来找耶稣。
As many people had come to find Jesus,
耶稣呢就带着众人要往海边去。
He led them to the seaside.
是想要找一个宽阔的地方，然后大家可以一起听耶稣讲道。
Wanting to find a spacious place to teach them.
就在去的路上呢，经过了一个税关。
On their way, they passed by a tax booth.
耶稣看见利未正坐在那里收税。
And Jesus saw Levi sitting at the tax booth.
你知道这一看啊，不得了的。
What a seeing!
这一看改变了利未他的一生。
In this seeing, it transformed Levi's entire life.
耶稣看利未，然后就呼召他来跟从他。
Jesus saw Levi and called Levi to follow him.
经文说利未就起来跟从耶稣了。
The scriptures say that Levi rose and got up immediately and followed Jesus.
这是怎么发生的呀？
How did this happen?
我相信这个名叫利未的税吏呢，是早早已经知道耶稣的。
I believe that this tax collector named Levi had already heard of Jesus.
他也已经听过耶稣所传的这个神国的福音。
He had already heard of the kingdom gospel that Jesus preached.
因为耶稣在加百农，甚至是加利利的各个乡镇呢，他是非常有名的人物。
This is because Jesus was a very well-known figure in Capernaum and in the towns of Galilee.
他的福音和教导也传遍了加利利各个乡镇。
His gospel and teachings had already spread throughout the region.
所以我们可以知道，耶稣跟利未的相遇不是偶然的。
Therefore, we can know that Jesus' encounter with Levi was not a coincidence.
耶稣呼召利未跟从他也不是偶然的。
It is also no accident that Jesus called Levi to follow him.
而是耶稣让利未有一个机会可以公开表明他已经接受了的福音。
In fact, it was an opportunity for Levi to publicly declare his faith in the gospel of the kingdom.
我们先来认识一下这个叫做利未的税吏。
So first, let's get to know Levi, this tax collector.
这个利未是谁呢？
Who is Levi?
原来呢，利未他的名字啊，是这个利未哈。那信耶稣以后呢，据说哈，教会历史上据说他改名，信耶稣以后改名马太。
So it is said that Levi changed his name from Levi to Matthew after believing in Jesus.
马太这个名字的意思呢，就是神的恩赐。
The name Matthew means gift of God.
其实改名字这种事情呢，很常见的哈。我们在信主以后的改名，因为我们在信耶稣之后，生命会经历很多的改变跟翻转。
So actually, this is a quite common occurrence to change our names. When we believe in Jesus, our lives go through significant changes and transformations.
所以我们会希望有一个新的名字来代表新的自己。
So naturally, we would want to have a new name that symbolizes a new identity.
税吏利未改名神所赐的礼物，神的恩赐 ，gift 礼物，哇、
Levi's identity changed from Levi the tax collector to a gift of God.
马太信主后的生命是神所赏赐的礼物。
The new life that God had given to Matthew was a gift of God.
利未他的职业呢是收税的。
Levi's occupation was a tax collector.
利未是犹太人，但是他的工作是替罗马政府向犹太人收税的。
Yes, Levi was a Jew, but his job was to collect taxes from other Jews on behalf of the Roman government.
你知道犹太人是非常讨厌这些替罗马人收税的税吏。
Do you know that the Jews hated these tax collectors who worked for the Romans?
你知道为什么吗？
Why is that?
因为在耶稣那个时代，罗马皇帝呢，他会用很多的名目 收税。
So during Jesus' time, the Roman Emperor used various taxes.
他会向他的殖民百姓呢收很多的税，却又不为百姓谋福利。
They would collect a significant amount of taxes without providing any benefits.
换句话说，罗马皇帝就是用这些税利榨取百姓从得到金钱利益。
In other words, the Roman emperor squeezed out money and benefits from these people without any concern for their well-being.
然后根本就不管他们活得好不好哈。那税利呢，就是罗马皇帝呢压榨自己百姓的工具。
The tax collectors were part of the exploitation of the Jews.
这就是为什么犹太人都很痛恨税利。
So they were despised.
你想，耶稣知不知道？税吏所做的事情是得罪神的呀。
Do you think Jesus knew that what these tax collectors did was offending God?
当然知道啊。
Of course Jesus knew.
因为耶稣他知道万人的心。
Jesus knows the heart of all people.
耶稣知道利未是罪人，然而耶稣他更看见利未在悔改之后，在神的恩典当中，他会转变成一个怎样合神心意的人。
Jesus knew that Levi was a sinner, but he also knew how much Levi's life would transform to be someone who lived by God's will through repentance and God's grace.
经文说，耶稣经过的时候，就看见利未就坐在那儿收税。
Scripture says, when Jesus passed on from there, he saw the man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth.
然后跟利未说，起来跟从我。
He says, follow me. And Levi got up and followed him.
他就起来跟从他了，很奇妙哈。这里说耶稣看见利未。
Here it says that Jesus saw Levi.
那么利未有没有看见耶稣？
So did Levi see Jesus too?
你可以想象当他们四目交接的时候。
Can you imagine as their gazes meet?
利未他经历到什么？他经历到耶稣那双奇妙的、温暖的、跟世人不一样的眼光。
Levi experienced the wondrous, warm gaze of Jesus that was different from the rest of the world.
在世人的眼光里面，他感受到的是厌恶跟排斥；但是在耶稣的眼光里，他经历到从神来的接纳。
In the eyes of other people, Levi experienced rejection and hate. But in the eyes of Jesus, Levi experienced acceptance from God.
我相信那是因为利未他听了耶稣的教导，他的心已经先领受了耶稣所说的神国的福音。
I believe that this is because Levi listened to Jesus' teaching, and his heart had already received the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached.
最关键的一点是他相信耶稣所说的话是真的。
And most importantly, he believed that Jesus' words were true.
耶稣他看罪人有从神来的特别的眼光。
Jesus, he sees sinners with a special perspective from God.
你知道耶稣在看你吗？
Do you know that Jesus is seeing you?
耶稣看我们也是这样的眼光。
Jesus looks at us in the same way.
不要怕，把眼睛看着耶稣。
Do not fear, he already sees you.
用你信心的眼睛。
Use our eyes, our faith.
利未他一定是经历到从耶稣而来的这个特别的眼光。
And Levi must have experienced this unique perspective from Jesus.
因此，当耶稣在众人面前呼召利未来跟从他的时候，他就立刻起来跟从了耶稣。
And that is why, when in front of everyone Jesus called Levi to follow him, Levi immediately rose and followed Jesus.
从此，利未的生命有了很大的转变。
And since Levi's life was transformed.
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，神的儿子。
Hallelujah, praise to Jesus, Son of God.
当罪人被耶稣接纳的时候，在耶稣的救赎恩典里面，脱去罪恶，成为新造的人，生命就有了无穷的盼望。
When sinners are accepted by Jesus in his redeeming grace, sinners are freed from their sin and become new creations.
耶稣他在悔改之后信了耶稣，他经历到耶稣救恩里头的盼望。
When Levi repented and believed in Jesus, he experienced the hope of Jesus' salvation.
然后他专心跟随耶稣，做了主耶稣的门徒。
He was devoting himself to following Jesus and becoming one of the Lord's disciples.
他改名马太，表明他是被耶稣接纳、活在神的恩赐当中的罪人。
He changed his name to signify that he was a sinner accepted by Jesus, living in the grace of God.
所以当耶稣在跟随他的门徒当中要选出十二位使徒的时候，耶稣就拣选了马太成为十二使徒之一。
So when Jesus was choosing from his followers 12 apostles to spread the gospel, he also selected Matthew to be one of those 12.
是的，你没有听错。
Yes, you did not hear wrong.
税吏罪人立位是耶稣的十二使徒之一。
Levi, the tax collector and sinner, was one of the disciples and apostles of Jesus.
那就是使徒马太。
That is the apostle Matthew.
在圣灵的默示下，使徒马太他完成了马太福音。
And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he completed the Gospel of Matthew.
在马太福音当中有很多是关于旧约对弥赛亚的预言，然后清清楚楚应验在耶稣基督的身上。
Much of Matthew's Gospel is about the Old Testament prophecies that were clearly fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
使徒马太他见证耶稣就是旧约所预约的那位救世主弥赛亚，他已经来到了世上了。
Matthew testified that Jesus is the Messiah, the prophesied Messiah, and he had come to the world.
而且他所见证的这位耶稣基督弥赛亚，他已经在世上完成了拯救，完成了救恩。
And he testified that Jesus Christ, this Messiah, had already completed salvation for the world.
他死在十字架上，第三天复活，然后升天。
He died on the cross, rose from the dead on the third day, and ascended into heaven.
而且耶稣他将来还要再来到世上，施行审判，治理神的国度。
And he will come again to the world to future to judge and rule over God's kingdom.
马太福音就成为神所默示的新约圣经当中的一卷书，使历世历代的信徒，包括你我，能够更多的认识耶稣基督。
And so the Gospel of Matthew became one of God's inspired books in the New Testament, enabling believers throughout the ages to understand Jesus better.
耶稣一看立位，了不得，他的生命有如此的翻转。
Jesus saw the transformation of Levi's life.
我们信主以后，会不会想要分享耶稣给我们的朋友们？
After believing in Jesus, do we want to share the good news with our friends?
所以利未呢，在他信主以后，他也想把耶稣基督这么美好的福音分享给他的同行税吏们。
So after coming to faith, Levi wanted to share the gospel of Jesus with his friends.
所以经文告诉我们，有一天呢，他就为耶稣大开筵席。
So scripture says that one day he held a great feast for Jesus.
邀请他的朋友们跟耶稣和耶稣的门徒一起吃饭。
Inviting his tax collector friends to dine with Jesus and his disciples.
经文告诉我们，那天有很多像利未这样子的税吏，他们也跟随了耶稣。
Scripture tells us that many tax collectors like Levi decided to follow Jesus.
哇，真正是一个天上地上都非常欢喜快乐的时刻啊。
What a truly great time of joy in heaven and on earth.
在座的你我是不是也经历到那种税吏们他们悔改，看见自己是罪人，在耶稣里被接纳的那种信耶稣时的喜乐呢？
Do you and I also sense this same joy of being accepted by Jesus?
你是否也看见他们用具体的行动来表明他们的相信 那就是跟随耶稣。
Do you also see them expressing their faith to Jesus with concrete actions?
你知道在经文在圣经里面，同时还讲到有一个税吏长撒该信主的事情吗？
Did you know that also in scriptures, we have a story of Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, repenting?
记载在路加福音十九章哈。
In Luke chapter 19.
税吏长哦，税吏当中还有个税吏长哈。
A chief tax collector.
当撒该他信主以后呢，他就跟耶稣说。
So after Zacchaeus believed in Jesus, he said,
他说主啊，我要把所有一半给穷人，我如果讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
Zacchaeus said to Jesus that he would give half of his possessions to the poor, and if he had cheated anyone, he would pay them back four times the amount.
你知道这位税吏长，他也经历到耶稣基督的接纳。
This chief tax collector had also experienced Jesus's acceptance.
在神的恩典当中，撒该这位税吏长撒该，他用具体的行动表明他真正的悔改。
This chief tax collector demonstrated his repentance in concrete actions to Jesus.
借这个机会哈，我来说一下这些税吏他到底是怎么工作的。
So on this note, I want to explain how the tax collecting system works.
罗马皇帝呢，他为了要榨取殖民地的这些钱。
The Roman emperor wanted to exploit all the money from the people.
他就告诉这些税吏的头头们。
And he told the leaders.
他说我今年要这么多钱，要收这么多钱。
He tells them how much money he wants to collect.
然后呢，你们每一个人来标，好来得标。你们告诉我，你每一个人可以替我收到多少钱
？And people would come and bid and tell him how much they could collect for him.
我举个例子哈，只是一个数字。
For example,
假设我今天是撒该。
Say that today I am Zacchaeus.
我就跟皇帝说，我可以拿2000万。
And he's telling the emperor that he can collect 20 million.
然后他得标了，他可以去向罗马皇帝收两千万来。
And he won the bid.
但他要先付出这两千万给皇帝。
But first, he must gain that money to give to the emperor.
就算他卖了房产，他也必须四处去借来付出这两千万。
Not only to sell his possessions, but also borrow money from others in order to pay this amount.
然后呢，他怎么得到这两千万？他手下有很多的税吏。
And this he achieved by having many tax collectors under him.
他至少要把从税吏身上去收到什么？超过两千万，对不对
？And so he must collect even more than 20 million from.These tax collectors.
他可能告诉他手下的税吏说：“我今年要收到2500万，500万自己收了哈。”
He might tell them that he needs even more money than that.
那同样的方法，这些税吏怎么办？一样，卖房子、卖田产、借钱，把自己得到这个标啊，要交给税吏长。
So how do these tax collectors gain the money? In much the same way, by selling things and borrowing money from others.
那我请问，这些税吏从哪里去拿钱
？Where does that money come from？
百姓身上。
It is from the people.
他们想尽办法，用尽各样的名目，榨取百姓的钱。
They use all the means they can to exploit and cheat people.
所以撒该说：“我把所有的一半给穷人，讹诈了谁，还他四倍，是不是一件容易的事呢
？”So when Zacchaeus says that he's giving half his possessions to the poor.And giving back four times the amount, is this an easy thing?
我们看见他在主里真正的悔改。
We see through this Zacchaeus's true repentance.
多么的奇妙啊
！What a wondrous thing!
赞美耶稣基督，他是罪人的良友。
Praise to Jesus, good friend of sinners.
他来到世上呼召罪人悔改。
He came to the world, calling sinners to repentance.
叫世人预备自己的心转向神
Urging them to prepare their hearts and turn to God.
信耶稣从神领受那个救赎的恩典。
To believe in Jesus and receive the saving grace of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
你跟耶稣做了朋友吗
？Have you become friends with Jesus?
你知道耶稣多么愿意跟你做朋友吗
？Do you know how much Jesus he wants to be friends with you?
你是不是像马太一样
？Are you like Matthew?
经历到耶稣基督的接纳。
Experience the acceptance of Jesus.
就欢欢喜喜的乐意跟随耶稣基督，而且活出新的美好的蒙神祝福的生命呢
？Living out your new life, rejoicing in the goodness and newness.
耶稣基督呼召罪人悔改。
Jesus calls sinners to repentance.
经文告诉我们
，The scriptures say，
在那利未家呢？举办了一个筵席，有很多的税吏跟随耶稣。
During the feast at Levi's house, many tax collectors followed Jesus.
但是呢，在这个欢庆的时刻，有人却不开心。
But during this time of celebration, some people were not happy.
经文说，法利赛人的文当中的文士呢，没有办法认同耶稣的做法。
Scripture says that the scribes among the Pharisees did not agree with Jesus.
他们没有办法为罪人的悔改而欢乐，因为他们没有看到他们悔改。
They were unable to rejoice with the repentance of sinners.
这些法利赛人呢，就向门徒问了一个门徒都不知道怎么回答的问题。
So the Pharisees asked the disciples a question that the disciples didn't even know how to answer.
他说：“嘿，你们的老师耶稣怎么会跟罪人一起吃饭呢？”
They said, "Hey, how can you eat with sinners?"
你想想哈，如果你是耶稣的门徒，你会怎么回答这个问题啊
？So let's take a moment to think. If you were a disciple, how would you answer that question?
你知道这些法利赛人他们怎么想的吗？他们认为，如果耶稣他真的是从神而来的拉比或先知，他就不应当跟罪人一起吃饭。
Do you know how the Pharisees think? They think if Jesus was truly a prophet from God, he should not eat with sinners.
因为法利赛人认为罪人哈，罪人就是得罪神的人哈，是不洁净的哈，是没有资格接受神的恩典跟祝福的。
The Pharisees believed that sinners, those who sin against God and offended him, were unclean and unqualified to receive God's grace and blessings.
法利赛人认为呢，只有真正敬虔的人是不会接近罪人的。
The Pharisees believed that truly godly people would not approach sinners.
而且暗暗的暗示说，只有像他们这样敬虔的人才有资格亲近神。
So what they secretly implied is that only godly people like themselves were qualified to come to God and be accepted by Him.
而且他们认为他们毫无疑问的自己是会被神接纳的。
They think they will undoubtedly be accepted by Him.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们要非常小心分辨法利赛人的这些观点。
Brothers, sisters, and friends.We need to be very careful to distinguish these views of the Pharisees.
这些法利赛人神学观是非常错误的，完全不符合神的心意。那并不是耶稣基督所启示的福音。
The theology of these Pharisees were completely wrong and inconsistent with God's will.
我们来
It is not the gospel revealed by Jesus.
我们来听听耶稣怎么说。
How does Jesus say?
耶稣听见了，他就回答说。
Jesus heard and answered.
康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
耶稣来彰显神的心意。耶稣他深知道罪人真正的需要就是被神拯救，得到神的赦免跟接纳。
Jesus knew that the true need of sinners was to be saved by God and forgiven and accepted by Him.
这也是耶稣基督他来到世上的使命和任务，他要呼召罪人悔改，回到神的心意里面。
This is also the mission of Jesus in coming to earth and calling sinners to repentance, returning to God's heart.
为了明白这个重点，我们来进一步的认识耶稣的教导。
So to understand this a little better, let's look at one of Jesus' teachings.
耶稣常常用比喻来教导我们。
Jesus often uses parables to teach.
在路加福音里面呢，也有这样的一个比喻。
In Luke, there was one such parable.
这个比喻是这样子说的。
The parable goes like this.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设了一个比喻。
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable.
耶稣说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Two men went up to the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector.
那个法利赛人站着，自言自语的祷告。
The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed.
法利赛人祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人啊，又勒索，又不义，又奸淫。我不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的，我都捐上十分之一。”
The Pharisee prayed.God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
耶稣继续说，而这个税吏却只敢远远地站着，连抬头举目望天都不敢。
But the tax collector stood at a distance, and he would not even look up to heaven.
这个税吏他只吹着胸说：“神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。”
The tax collector beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
耶稣最后呢，做了一个结论。
Jesus made this conclusion.
他说：“我告诉你们，这人回家去，这人是假税吏哈，比那人就是那个法利赛人哈，倒算为义了哈。”因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Jesus said, I tell you that this man, the tax collector, rather than the other, the Pharisee, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
我们来看看这个比喻，耶稣说谁才是那个会被神接纳为义的人呢？是谁？
In this parable, who is it that Jesus says will be accepted as righteous by God?
是这个税吏。
It is this tax collector.
我们来想想哈，这个法利赛人呢，他来到神面前祷告的时候，他是怎样的一个态度？
Let us think about it. What is the Pharisee's attitude as he comes to God to pray?
当法利赛人在祷告当中呢，他数算自己的好行为。
When the Pharisee is praying, he's counting his good deeds in prayer.
好像是自言自语，自我欣赏。
He's talking about himself and appreciating himself.
在他的自义里面呢，他看不见自己是个罪人。
In his self-righteousness, he does not see that he is a sinner.
他看不见自己也需要神的赦免和饶恕。
He cannot see that he needs God's forgiveness.
他也因为他就产生一种优越感，因为他觉得自己比罪人做得更好，就藐视别人。
He's full of superiority, thinking he's better than sinners and can look down on them.
所以耶稣说，那个法利赛人呢，他在神的面前呢自高，他看自己的好行为是有资格被神接纳的。哎呀，他真是自我感觉良好啊。
So we see that the Pharisee exalted himself before God, thinking his good deeds were worthy of God's acceptance.
他虽然在圣殿里向着神祷告，可是都不体察神的心意。他仍然不断地跟旁边的税吏做比较，他觉得自己比税吏好太多了。
Even though he was praying in the temple, he still kept comparing himself to others, not caring at all what God's heart was.
其实他连在祷告的时候，在他的心灵深处，他想要的是从神来的赞美，从人来的赞美。
In fact, what he really wanted from the depths of his heart was praise from other people.
耶稣说，这样子在神面前自高的，必被神降为卑微，也就是不被神看重的意思。
Jesus says that whoever exalts himself before God will be reduced to humility by God, which means not being valued by God.
这个法利赛人来到神的面前的态度是这样子，那你觉得他会得到什么呢？
If this is the attitude of the Pharisee before God, what do you think he received?
我们可以想象得到。
We can imagine it.
他既然不想要得到神的赦免，那就得不到。
If he doesn't want God's forgiveness, then he will not receive it.
他想要在比较当中得到人的赞美，他会得到。
If he wants the praise of other people in comparing himself to them, he will receive it.
我们在神面前的祷告，我们渴望得到的是什么？
When we pray to God, what is it we are?Wishing to receive.
接着我们来看看这个税吏的态度。
Next, let's look at the attitude of the tax collector.
这个税吏，他谦谦卑卑，只敢远远地站着。
This tax collector, in his humility, only dared to stand far away.
他深觉自己的不配，因为他是个罪人，他连举目望天都不敢。
He felt a deep unworthiness, not even daring to lift his eyes to the sky.
他不断地忏悔，捶胸。
He's beating his chest.
他深觉得自己在神的面前仍然做得不好，祷告说：“神啊，求你开恩，可怜我这个罪人。”
He deeply felt that he was not worthy enough and prayed, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
耶稣说，这样在神面前自卑的必升为高，就是被神接纳看重的意思。
Jesus says that he who humbles himself before God will be exalted, which means to be valued by God.
耶稣说，既然这个税吏承认自己的罪，并且寻求神的赦免，你想他会得到什么？
Since this tax collector humbled himself and sought forgiveness, what do you think it is that he received?
他会得到神的接纳、赦免与同在。
He received God's forgiveness, acceptance, and presence.
他就经历到神的接纳。
He could experience God's acceptance.
因为忧伤痛悔的心，神是不轻看的，这是神的心意。
For God does not despise the heart of sorrow and repentance. This is God's will.
原来这些法利赛人，他们是用审判的眼光审判别人，却用自以为义的眼光看自己。
So it turns out that the Pharisees judge others with an eye of judgment, but looking at themselves with the eyes of self-righteousness.
说实话，有时候我们也是这样子。
Truthfully, sometimes we are like this too.
我们求神怜悯赦免我们。
Let us pray for God's mercy.
我们知道这是神不喜悦，也不合神心意的。
We know it is not pleasing to God and not in line with His will.
所以耶稣说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。他来是要招。罪人悔改。
So Jesus says, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
耶稣来到世上是要按照神的心意接纳我们这些罪人，使我们脱去我们的罪，悔改转向神的心意。
Jesus came to earth.In God's will, calling sinners to repent and turn according to God's will.
那就是在耶稣基督的救恩里面，我们谦卑自己，领受神的恩慈，得着神的赦免。
In the salvation of Jesus Christ, we can humble ourselves to receive God's mercy and His forgiveness.
然后我们在圣灵里面得着力量，活出按着神的形象所造的那个应当有的丰盛的生命。
We gain strength in the Holy Spirit to live out the abundant life that is promised.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，希望你能够清楚明白神借着耶稣基督所彰显的心意。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, I hope you clearly understand God's will and displayed through Jesus Christ.
如果有一天有人问你说，耶稣为什么跟罪人一起吃饭这样的问题的时候，你能分辨清楚了吗？
So if one day someone asks, why does Jesus eat with sinners? Would you be able to answer?
你知道我们有这样的福音是何等蒙福的吗？
Do you know the blessings of this gospel?
耶稣罪人的良友，他呼召我们悔改。
Jesus, the good friend of sinners, calls us to repentance.
有哪一位朋友愿意为我们付上生命的代价，为了我们生命的益处的？
What kind of friend is willing to give his life for us?
我们一起来看罗马书五章六到十节所说的。
Let us look at the book of Romans.
我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。耶稣基督按照神所定的日期为我们这些罪人死。
Christ died according to God's will for us.
接着我们一起来读，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, but for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die.
如果要我们付出生命的代价，我们会为我们觉得不值得的人死吗？
Would we die for someone we thought was unworthy of dying for?
耶稣看我们是值得的。
Jesus sees us as worthy.
耶稣为我们死是因为他看我们是值得的，在神的里面有无穷的盼望。
He sees that we are worth it in the hope of God.
我们继续来一起来读这一段。
Let us read together.
一起来，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
哈利路亚 praise God。
神的爱借着耶稣基督为我们付上生命的代价，让我们与神和好，他的爱就显明了。
God's love for us in Jesus Christ is fulfilled in him。
我们这些罪人在耶稣的接纳当中悔改，使我们足以在神的爱里面脱去罪恶。
As sinners in Jesus' acceptance, we can receive the freedom that Jesus offers.
因为耶稣深知道神的心意，世人唯有在神的恩典里面、救恩里面，才有真正的盼望。
Because Jesus knew God's will, and that the world could only have hope in His salvation.
谢谢耶稣基督，让我们这些罪人在他的恩典里面得着神的赦免。
Let us thank Jesus for giving us the forgiveness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
盼望借着今天这段耶稣呼召立位的经历。
I hope that through Jesus' call to Levi,
帮助我们再一次更深刻的思想，也认识耶稣基督和他的使命。
Can help us have a deeper understanding of Jesus and his mission.
让我们决心相信他，跟随他，而且信心坚定。
Let us resolve to trust him and to follow him.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
感谢主，你赐给我们话语。
Lord, thank you for giving us your word.
求主你赦免我们常常自以为意。
Please forgive us for our self-righteousness.
让我们在圣灵里面帮助我们看见并学习利未的榜样。
Through the Holy Spirit, help us see Levi's example and to learn from him.
让我们用具体的行动表明与悔改的心相称。
Help us demonstrate repentance through our concrete actions.
我们一同仰望神的恩典。
We look to your grace.
奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.